100% carbon offset power you can be proud of.
Oh, remember last week, Fev, when Pamela Anderson got married? And weeks ago she got married. And then a few days after she got married, it was announced, in fact, 5 days after the wedding, she and her partner, John Peters, a movie producer, they called it quits.
Yep.
And look, I just feel like I've lived Pamela's life with her, like from when I watched Baywatch. Well, I wasn't actually a big avid fan of Baywatch, but I would be around.
I quite liked it when I was a kid.
I bet you did. But yeah, it was sort of like teenage years, Baywatch was on. And I feel like I went through the Tommy Lee years where she married him, they divorced, they remarried. Then there was Kid Rock, married, divorced, remarried. Then there was she'd already done him. Who was the other one? Oh, Rick Solomon, the one who did the Paris Hilton sex tape.
Oh, yeah.
She married him, broke up, got back together with him. So I guess what I was thinking was, Pamela, you've only been married 5 days. And I guess I was frustrated and I really unleashed.
Gee, this was severe.
Pamela, think about it. You don't have to marry them.
You know what, Fev?
Enough's enough. Come on.
Oh, really? You've called it.
Seriously,
Pamela.
You've
actually called it.
Oh, okay. I'm feeling really bad. And I have to apologise to Pammy. It didn't occur to me that her 74-year-old husband would dump her.
Oh, wow.
She got dumped. So what's happened is, I was just assuming, because she's 52, she's still young, she's hot, she looks fabulous. She's married a much older man who I thought was doing pretty well.
Yeah, 74.
And not only that, he's dumped her after 5 days via text message.
Oh.
I've got the text message. She's released it, I guess, because she wants to, maybe people were going a bit hard on her and she's a bit upset. This is the text message. He writes, "This whole marriage thing has scared me. It made me realise that at 74, I need a simple, quiet life and not an international love affair. Therefore, I think the best thing we can do is that I'm going to go away for a couple of days and maybe you need to go back up to Canada." He sent her off to another country.
Wow.
"The world knows we did it and I think now we need to go our own separate ways. I hope that you can forgive me."
Oh, God.
I mean,
is he in a home playing bingo and what's he doing?
I don't know. I just think he bagged Pamela Anderson at 74. I mean, seriously, how does it get much better than that?
Is this where you issue your official retraction?
I did it. That was it.
I thought you were going to say a deep sorry.
I did. I said I want to apologise ages ago.
101.9 The Fox.
Sometimes you often think, Boxy, how much our world has progressed since we were younger. Because I went out for lunch yesterday and Lenny brought a little friend and we were sitting, went down to Port Phillip Estate in the peninsula. Just a beautiful lunch, family lunch. Because Mia was supposed to come, but she went out. So she was in bed. So we booked
Lulu
for six.
There?
Yeah, Lulu was there. We booked for six.
And Toby got it looking?
Toby was there.
Excellent.
So we went last week as well. So we just started to go on a Sunday, go somewhere nice for lunch as
you
a family.
You do your Sunday lunches at Port Phillip Estate?
Yeah, we went to Polpero the week before.
Oh, I see. So a different restaurant. This is nice.
Yeah, just something different. So next week we're going to
go. I do a roast on a Sunday. What Dad does, you can come over there one day.
Oh, we'll pop around.
Alan's roast, you'll love it.
It'll save us a few chips. Should be good. Next week we might be going up to the Dandenongs or go down to just somewhere different. So get the kids out of the house, get them off the iPads, and get them active. Anyway, we're having a chat around the table as you do, and Lenny's little friend's like, "You know, back when you guys in the old days," and I'm like, "I'm in my 30s, like I'm not old." Like I was like, "Hang on, kid, you can't be saying I'm old." And she said, "You know those things that you used to have? My parents were talking about the other day. It's like a big book." It's like Google. It's like the Google for us. It's a big book. And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And Alex straight away said, "Oh, the encyclopedia."
Mm.
And Lenny goes, "What's an encyclopedia?"
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, "Oh, my God. What's happened here?" And then we started talking about landlines. And our kids are like, what's a landline? Like a home phone. Like if our phone rang at home, they'd freak out. All these different things they had no idea about. I'm like, it made me feel really old.
This is the thing though, Fev. That is what's happening. You think about the fact that when we grew up, there were no mobile phones.
There was nothing.
There was no internet. There was no, I mean, even the way we now record things on the telly, like Trixie, she's like on Foxtel or on Netflix. I've got all her shows. I've got to explain to her that we had a tape, a cassette, like VHS. Yeah. You'd pop it in, you'd watch it, and then you actually had to physically rewind the movie. Like now, I mean, this is going to blow their minds.
I had this same conversation. I said we used to listen to music instead of on the radio. You'd have like a cassette, and you put like a cassette in, and then you'd have to put your finger in it.
Yes, to
and
rewind
wind it up.
It.
And they go, "What a waste of time that is."
And then you'd rewind the same song so often that it would get chewed up.
Yeah, 100%.
It'll blow their little minds, our kids.
And I just didn't quite understand. I had to tell them that, you know, how lucky they had it. And they're like, if I've got an issue, I just ask Siri.
Oh. Siri. You're like, not even needed anymore.
God, I said I had to ask Kazza and Ange.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox. Let's chat royal family.
Meghan, Harry, Wills and Lizzie. There you go.
That's a little treat for me.
Well, a little treat.
Seb and I thought, seeing you talk about the royal family so much, we've now given you a jingle for every time you do it.
Maybe I'm overdoing it. I just, you know, they just, Harry and Meghan, they just do things and then I just fire up about it and I've got to get off my chest. Now, a couple of things over the weekend. They've left the UK, they've abandoned the Queen and Harry's dad, and they're just like, we want to stop doing things for the public and to make the public in the UK feel good about themselves. We're just going to go off and hide in Canada and make sweet cash. my favourite article I read over the weekend was apparently they're doing great. They're loving their new life. They're cooking, going for walks and doing yoga. Any chance they'd get a job? Like, I mean, wouldn't it be lovely if we could all just go off, go and live in a palatial mansion and do cook, yoga? See, this is the thing. Even though they're royals in the UK and they've got all the money from the hard-working public in the UK, at least they had to do their work. They had to go and cut ribbons and put those wacky hats on and attend functions. I know, but then you go, okay, now you can live in the palace. Mm-hmm. Now you're just going to go off and live the life of a celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
So their first job they did, they snuck into Miami in Florida, and there's a big event there. Now it's
Super Bowl.
It's held by
last week.
JP Morgan. Now JP Morgan, if you're familiar, that's a very big financial institution over there. The big money makers. I think it's like PricewaterhouseCoopers.
Yeah,
sort of deal. Anyway, they've put on a massive event and they've spoken there. So Meghan's got up on stage and talked about how much she loves her husband, and Harry's gotten up and he's talked about how he's had a tough time over the last few years and he's sought help. He's actually admitted to seeing getting some psychological assistance, which is great and good for him. They've, of course, not mentioned how much cash was involved. Now, JP Morgan are a banking giant. They're suggesting about $1 million. To turn up to that event and speak for 20 minutes, they're suggesting they just earned themselves $1 million.
Usually costs about three,
it's
four.
It's a bit tacky, isn't it, Bev? It's a bit tacky, don't you think?
Usually charge around that much.
I mean, I thought their first... I thought their first event might be going to a charity or speaking, you know, going and helping people for free, you know, going and speaking at maybe one of Oprah's charities or, you know, doing something that was just for the people in America.
Nothing's for free.
No,
Boxy.
They're just making
a million
cash.
Bucks to speak for 20 minutes. Wow. Imagine if you do those once a week.
Fev's doing
that's
the
52 million.
Don't you think they could have just done something a little bit more philanthropic?
But I think they've done that already.
Hang on, they did it, but they took all the public's money to do that.
Yes.
This was their chance to say, you know what, we're not all about making cash. We're just about making the world a better place. Go and speak at one of your environmental conferences for free. Don't take $1 million off a banking giant.
Yeah, but they take money off us as well.
What?
Banks.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm not speaking at their functions, are you?
101.9 The Fox.
Monday.
And fair enough.
Well, it was actually almost Husey. Welcome back to the show. It was almost Husey Sunday because last night you were on Dancing with the Stars as well.
Yeah, no one was expecting it because it was meant to be about Ed Cavalier, his mate here from The Fox, who is actually a contestant on the show.
Dave Hughes, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. There you go, Husey.
From The Masked Singer, another less successful program.
Yes. Husey, we have a problem Monday, 9 p.m.
No, they were brilliant. I wanted him to fall over, but he didn't, and it was wonderful. My chicken leg friend did a good job.
That's
he was.
Yeah, no, look, he wanted me on the show, guys, and Australia needs to know that because, you know,
I
mean,
votes
I know.
Or?
What, he wanted votes. He wanted. I don't know why he wanted me there.
He wants the star power.
Yeah, but I don't get votes. I haven't got a Logie.
You're Hughesy.
I am Hughesy.
He's Ed Cavalier.
Yes, I appreciate that.
He's like,
know,
our Byron Cook.
that's rough on everyone.
Byron, if you were dancing, you'd ask Feb and I to come along.
I wouldn't want you anywhere near the place.
Oh, you're kidding.
Feb would push me over or have a pie in my face. No, thank you.
You know what Feb's doing to you, Byron, right now is what Ed did to me last night, though, because as soon as I was there, he said, here's Susan Boyle. He told Australia that Susan... And I had no idea he was going to do it. Like, I'm sitting there on the piano, and he only told me I was doing that just before the show. And then, you know, I didn't know. It's like I look up and, like, Tom Gleason's roasting me, you know. It's tough for me. Now, how does Susan Boyle feel about that? You know, Fifi?
Well, she'd be flattered. You're a good-looking man.
Oh, good. All right. Thank you.
She's a woman, so.
We didn't watch it because I was watching Maths. But how did he go?
Look, he did pretty good. He did pretty good, Feb. So, yeah, he didn't embarrass himself. So, yeah. I mean, vote. And my wife sent me a screenshot of she's voted about 100 times for him.
That's awesome. Oh, wow. Do I love, though, Hughesy? It is true about Ed. He can't. His face gives everything away. Like, the intensity, the look on his face. I imagine they'd be saying, now, you've got to smile through the cha-cha and relax. But I don't reckon Ed's ever going to let go of that determined face.
I know. It's like you look at him and he looks like a man on the way to the electric chair.
Because the judges are big on your facials.
Yeah.
And when I was on that, because I used to sing the song. And I used to sing along with it to be happy. And they're like, you can't sing the song. I'm like, well, it gets me because I don't get the tone of the music. And they go, you know, the beats.
Yeah, the beats.
I'm with you.
And
I'm
I didn't
you
get
all
I was
way.
Singing. And I'm like, they don't That's sing.
Whenever I dance, I have to sing along. Yes. Whenever I'm at a wedding, I get dragged on the dance floor. I have to sing the song. Yeah, it gives me something to do, you know.
Did it make you want to get up and dance, Hughesy? Maybe you might give this a crack.
No, it's not, absolutely no way. It's just not going to happen.
Hey, money talks, mate.
Yeah, it's going to happen. Probably one day.
Good on you. Hughesy, of course.
There you go.
Hughesy, we have a problem is tonight. I mean, he's plugging it everywhere, this bloke.
Yeah, I tell you what. I'm going to get Nicole Scherzlinger on, though, because I want to see what her problems are.
9:15 p.m. tonight on 10 and driving you home from 5 the Savo on the Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
Some changes are coming to the Logies, Fev.
Yes.
Now, we can only imagine that this is because the massive fallout, the brouhaha that happened when Tom Gleason won his Gold Logie last year. It upset a lot of people for a few reasons. He ran a campaign to undermine them. So he basically said, vote for me. I don't believe in this award anyway. I think it's ridiculous that you can start a social media campaign and win it. Because the year before,
he ran a
campaign to win Grant Denyer the award. So because there was so many people fell out, we all know Amanda Keller, who was also nominated for a Gold Logie. She wasn't happy about this
at all. She's not going back.
Well, that's what Miguel said when he was in the jungle.
She's filthy.
So, the big announcements. Now, TV Week, they are the owners of the Logie Awards. I wonder how you get to own them. Just keep paying for them?
Yep.
I mean, does TV Week still make a TV Week?
I haven't seen
a TV Week magazine for about 15 years.
This might be part of the problem.
Anyway, they've announced the big changes. So now, with these most popular awards, including the Gold Logie, so traditionally, everyone, the public voted, and whoever the public voted for won. But because they don't want people running social media campaigns to try to get somebody across the line, they now have a new way of doing this. Now, the Gold Logie winner will be based on a combination of the public vote, also Nielsen social content ratings.
What?
So that means however they do on social media, I guess.
Right.
A combination of TV ratings. So now their TV ratings will be taken into consideration.
Well, there goes Home and Away.
Well, exactly. And also a panel of experts will be taken into account.
No.
So basically, if to break that down, So if TV ratings come into it, you can forget about, I'm just going back through 2010, Ray Maher won for Home and Away. Well, Home and Away can't beat Maths. So essentially, Maths contestants
so Dean,
should be
from
up.
So Maths could win the Logie.
Well, if it's based on ratings. I mean, Grant Denyer, he won his, and I think it's deserved. Grant's had a great run in television,
yes,
but his show had been axed that year, so he would never have been able to win that. And also, I just love the bit at the end, the panel of experts. So I'm guessing if anybody gets near winning and they've got a big social media campaign and the panel of experts don't want them to win, they'll just come in at the end and veto it, even if like the public have announced it. And I love this. Even the editor of TV Week has come out and said, oh, it's going to be a tough one for the public to choose their winners. Thomas Woodgate, the editor, they're not choosing the winners. You are.
You are, exactly right.
The panel are experts.
And I spoke to Tom Gleeson last week and he let me know that if anything turns pear-shaped, he's going to get the Russians to get the Russians to fix it, like Donald Trump did.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Big scoop.
That is. I mean,
thank you for that.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, if you've ever wondered what profession is you shouldn't trust when you're dating, I'm about to tell you. So this is a good little insight into if you're in a relationship with the wrong person or maybe you're on the dating scene. Now, it's because I am obsessed with Love Island UK. I know I'm not alone in that, but we're a niche group. Now, I need to make this very clear. It is so much better, Fev, than Love Island Australia. Love Island Australia was boring. I barely watched it.
Yep.
Love Island UK is next level intense, amazing.
I'm going to have to watch it.
You're just going to have to.
It's that good. You can watch it on like the Nine On Demand app.
Oh, yep.
It's that good.
Oh, it's so good. Anyway, I just want to, without knowing, and this is for anyone who's watched it and you've taping it or you're not up to speed, I'm about to probably spoil it. But they just did a recoupling, which means the boys all went off to another villa with all these hot new girls.
Mm.
Now, they come back and they either find out whether their girl was waiting for them single or maybe she might have hooked up with a new boy. And the boys come from the villa. Now, they either walk out alone, meaning they're coming back to their original girl, or they come back with one of the new hot girls.
Ooh.
Now, there is a couple that have been strong for the past three – so ridiculous when you say 3 weeks. I mean, they've been together for 3 weeks. But from the very first episode – Shauna and Callum have been a couple. They're the most popular couple in the villa. Everybody loves them. Now, wait for it. It was such a big episode because...
Don't give it away.
Well, no, I have to in a way, but I just said if you are watching the show, maybe don't listen to this.
Okay.
So, Fev's taking his earphones off.
You said don't listen.
Well, are you seriously going to go and watch this?
Well, that's all you two talk about.
I know, but I did say to you on Friday, watch all over the weekend, and you didn't.
Well, I was busy being a handyman.
You know what? You'll love it even if you know what happens.
All right, go.
So picture this. Shauna is standing there. She's alone. She's waiting for her boyfriend, Callum, to walk through the doors, and then they can run into each other's arms and hug. But unfortunately, Callum walks through with Molly.
Oh, bloody Molly.
Now, Shauna was standing there heartbroken, and then the host of the show, I've forgotten her name, she asks Shauna this.
Shauna, how do you feel?
I'm happy for Callum. Should have never trusted a scaffolder anyway.
Ouch! Ooh. She's taken down a profession.
Wow.
I mean, Callum might just be a dodgy scaffolder. Yeah. What about all the poor scaffolders out there who are probably not dodgy and you can trust them?
Did he make the right decision though?
Absolutely. I mean, no, he's so into Molly.
Molly's amazing.
Shauna, in retrospect, she was high maintenance. She was always having a dig at him. Like, wait 3 years, not 3 weeks to show that side. But you know what I enjoyed about that moment, because I thought to myself, gosh, if you're a scaffolder watching, you'd go, well, ease up. I'm a trustworthy scaffolder. But it's interesting. When you do believe there are professions you should avoid in the dating world, I'd love to hear them. So 131060, share with us what professions you think you can't trust. Right. And maybe you've got your own thing. Maybe you go, I'm not going near chippies. There's something about chippies. Every time I date one, they cheat. Or maybe it's a lawyer. Maybe because they're lawyers, they
can't
always
win
have
that
a,
argument.
Well, exactly. You can't have arguments with them. They'll always have a great excuse in the back pocket.
Yeah.
And you know what I'd love to hear too? I'd love to hear from scaffolders who'd like to defend themselves. Because this woman has just claimed that you can never, ever trust a scaffolder.
Seemed a bit rough on scaffolders.
I reckon real estate agents.
Ooh, okay.
Right.
Just because they
wouldn't date one?
No, not dating, but just in general. Because they're always going to lie about the house because they want to sell it.
Actually, maybe you can't date them because don't they always know where the empty rentals are where you could go and have a...
The Fox.
Yes, okay, there are apparently professions you shouldn't trust when you're out dating. Now, this is just according to people who date lots of people from the one profession, i.e. the girl on Love Island UK, yeah, it's my guilty pleasure, I'm obsessed, Shauna, she got dumped by a scaffolder called Callum, and she had this to say in that moment, like this is moments after she got dumped.
Shauna, how do you feel?
I'm happy for Callum. Should have never trusted a scaffolder anyway.
Bang.
Now, I did say, Fev, scaffolders, call in and defend yourselves. Not one has called, which does make me wonder about the scaffolders of Melbourne.
Even they're not trustworthy, or we just don't have a lot of scaffolders that listen.
Yes.
One or the other.
But we do have some people on the line who do have, it's like a community service announcement. What are the professions we should avoid on the dating scene? Tanae from Werribee. Hi, Tanae.
Good morning, everyone. How are we?
Good.
Very well. Tanae, who shouldn't we trust?
Look, I'm going to say psychologist. This is 100%. Based on dating a counsellor for a short-term period who I really felt used his professional skills to his advantage as leverage in the relationship. Could I only imagine what a psychologist would be like?
Imagine that. You'd be sitting there and they'd be, I know what you're thinking. You can't do that. You can't do this.
You're right.
You'd be like, I'm fine.
You just never know.
And you'd wonder, actually, Tanae, were you always like thinking, when there was just quiet time, like you're having dinner, candlelit dinner, and he's gone quiet, were you like,
I felt like I was constantly being observed and evaluated.
Yes.
Oh. Although, I'm just thinking about the pluses, though. You've had a bad day at work. Someone to talk with. I enjoy that.
Oh, imagine him unpacking it, though.
I know.
Oh, I couldn't. You couldn't have that.
That's a very good point.
That'd be great. You go home and you go, oh, our boss is trying to get rid of our segment and I don't know how to handle it and how shall I approach her to keep our segment. It'd be great.
Very good point. Could help us with Mad Mando.
Yes. Thanks, Tanae. Sherry from Ainsbury. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, Sherry. Now, do tell us, who should we avoid on the dating scene? Who can't be trusted?
I've got to say interstate truck drivers.
Why is that, Sherry? Have you dated a few?
Yes, and unfortunately.
What can you tell us? What's the insight?
Well, they can have a woman in any state, and then you've got the lot lizards as well.
The what?
The lot lizards.
What's a lot lizard?
The women of the night, putting it nicely. Yeah.
Why do they get called lot lizards? What's that about?
They frequent the truck stops. And, hang your tail out on the bull bar or over your window.
What?
Wow.
That means,
a lot lizard. I've never heard that term in my life.
So you hang your tail out your window or your bull bar and that means it's the red light's on.
Yeah, that's correct.
Wow. I just want to go and see what's happening there. Like, that's intense.
Gone are the days of putting the bread and milk out in the window.
No, that's older than that old Omo trick. That's
you don't have a hanky.
All right. thank you, Sherry. Wow.
Sherry, that's in love. We learn something every day on this show. Now, we've got Newbie from Doreen. Hi, Newbie.
Hello.
Newbie, hang on a second. Are you, in fact, a scaffolder?
Yes, I am.
Newbie, you've been tarnished. This woman on Love Island UK, and that's got millions of people watching, has just wiped out your whole profession and said you're all untrustworthy.
Yeah, I know. I've been in a relationship actually for 18 years.
You're a good scaffolder. Good.
Yes, I am.
You don't put the towels out over the truck, or?
Oh, I try not to.
1019, The Fox.
If you're looking for the next show to watch on Netflix, Fev can recommend the Taylor Swift documentary.
Yep, it was amazing.
Yeah, so make sure you check that out if you haven't already.
Anthony Rodriguez documentary. What's his name?
Aaron Hernandez.
Okay. Aaron Hernandez.
It's another option as well.
That's a dark and...
Thank
that's
you.
That's pretty full on that one.
I mean, while we're at it, I thought the Kevin Hart one was very
good.
Very
good. Pandemic, though. That's depressing.
Okay.
Oh,
avoid
God.
That one. I started
watching that because of what's going on with the corona, and I went...
I
don't want to watch
that.
And apparently the one about cats is really intense. Maybe avoid that.
Oh, no. Well, do watch that. That's insane.
All things to consider. 22 past 8.
Is that the one that says don't
F with cats?
Yeah, maybe
that
not.
Is an Excellent.
I don't like cats because they.
No, but this is a. You must watch it.
Really? Okay, I'll watch that today.
Different options.
Got nothing else on.
131060 is the number. Fifi, Fev, and Byron for breakfast.
We're under attack. We've made that very clear. Our boss, Mad Mando, as she's affectionately referred to now, has come out she's come out swinging.
Hasn't she, Jess?
We've started 2020, and she thinks the show needs a bit of an overhaul, some tweaks. And we have a segment at 20 past six every morning that is called Are You Smarter Than? It's been on the show for years. We copped it on the chin, Fev. We went, okay, well, you're the boss. So take it off the show then. But the people...
She asked us on a Friday when it's off Friday. And we just said yes, so we get the hell out of here.
Yes. And then, well, what we've discovered from our listeners is no, they don't want it to go. Mm. We've been talking about this a lot, and because our boss is starting to get mad with us, like she's sort of cracked the whip a few times, unfortunately what that's meant is, though, she now has definitely got a new nickname.
Mad Mando, you came and you ruined our segment. Won't you please go away, Mad Mando?
She's not going away, though, unfortunately. She's still our boss, and she is still gunning for our segment. Now, Are You Smarter Than? It's a little quiz, if you haven't heard it, 20 past six.
Yeah. It's
just
iconic.
General knowledge quiz. And we started off with people sliding into our DMs. We were getting emails, Facebook messages. Please don't get rid of it. Please don't get rid of it. It's even stepped up a level. Christy Archer has started a petition. It's a formal petition. I didn't know how you start these things.
Yeah, on this petition, Boxy, I didn't know we had one. So I'm just on a Saturday. I took the kids down to the South Melbourne market to get some fresh produce. And our boss, Mandy, strolls in her Pilates kit. She'd been doing Pilates.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, it's a weekend. I'm going to have to talk to her. Hi. And then she said, oh, what about your little petition that's got 36 people signatures on it? And I had no idea what she was talking about. And then she's talking about, are you smarter than? You're going to need more than 36 signatures. So I went, okay. I didn't understand what was going on here. And she is adamant that it's gone because we've only got 36 people signed it.
Well,
I'm not
Mando,
sure what it's up to now.
Wait till we promote it properly, Mando. Yes.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, it's only up to 77 signatures. I mean, look, it's still something, but I see she is laughing in our faces because 77 is pretty pathetic. I'm not going to lie. Okay. But I don't think anyone knew about this. Fev, you didn't know about it.
I didn't know about it.
Christy Archer's written on her petition. This is Christy Archer started this petition to Mad Mando. The bosses at Fox FM are trying to get rid of our favourite segment, Are You Smarter Than? Are You Smarter Than is the reason that I get out of bed in the morning. It gets the brain ticking and gives loyal listeners the chance to win life-changing money. Mad Mando, listen to the people. Save Are You Smarter Than?
Wow,
so it's
well
official.
Done.
We have an official Save Are You Smarter Than petition.
Okay.
Byron, where can people head to sign up? I better get onto this.
Watch this, Mando. That was just a little bit of an organic little petition over the weekend. Now we're going to push it on air. Everyone get behind Are You Smarter Than? We're going to save this. Go to our Insta story, right? Fifi, Fev, Byron. Yes, Fifi?
So I've just seen Christy. So I don't know how petitions work, but Christy's written, 77 have signed. Let's get to 100. Could we get to 1,000?
No, no, no. Like, I think that's what they do, because that's Celeste Barber, and he said 30,000 for the bushfire appeal, 60-something million.
Right, okay, so we lowball
it. You just set a lowball, and then once you exceed it, it proves how much people want it.
Because I've got to be honest, 100's not going to get this across the line.
No, God, no.
As I was saying, Fifi, Fev, Byron on Instagram. So if you go to that Insta story, you swipe up, right? It's that easy. And then you just vote. It's also on our Facebook page as well. Let's push this and let's let Mando know that we are going to save this segment.
Thinking out aloud, guys. Mm. What happens if no one signs it?
Well, then we will actually have to get rid of the segment.
101.9 The Fox.
It was my dad's birthday party on the weekend.
Big L.
Big Al. Now, it was actually his birthday a couple of weeks before that, but I decided to throw him a surprise party. I don't know why that came to me. I don't know why I decided to do that. It was interesting.
Well, it's his 80th. It's a big, well, I thought big milestone.
That, I know, but as my elder brother said to me, are we sure that we don't want to elicit a heart attack?
Like, yes.
You know, you got to be careful.
You've got to think about these things.
Anyway, so I was the party planner, but I hadn't factored in. I've just come back to work. Working in the studio, I'm working with some through some childcare issues. I'm like, is this the right time for me to be be a party planner, working on working on a party because I want it to be amazing.
It's hard
for my dad.
Do a party.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, so I planned it for Saturday for lunch. So you've got to do all the things, book the restaurant, the private dining room.
MCG.
Had to get, no. We went to a beautiful restaurant.
Oh, normally you have access to the MCG. The Box family reunion was there.
Well, that was for a reunion. This is for a surprise birthday party.
Sure. MCC,
but no, we did, and I will do a shout out. It was a beautiful restaurant in Kew called Centenove.
Oh,
they
yeah.
did a brilliant job. If you're looking for any private functions,
upstairs?
They did upstairs.
Yeah,
a brilliant
spot.
Job.
Yeah.
But I had to do the balloons, and then on the day before, I was talking to my girlfriend. We were literally messaging each other, and she owns the Cupcake Queens, another fantastic.
Oh, yes. And cha-ching.
But she actually said to me, Do you have a cake? And I said, no. Last minute, got me a cake within hours.
Well, hang on.
These are things you forget when you're planning
a
party.
That's probably the first
thing. The first thing.
You'd lock that in.
Well, no, because I do. Anyway.
He's up on the balloons. He's 80.
I had to contact all his friends.
And he had a fly-in too.
I flew in Martin.
That was amazing.
Wasn't that great?
I like that.
That's Dad's best friend
since
from when
five.
They were in prep. They went to Camberwell, Grammar over in Camberwell.
That was nice. Where did he fly from?
Sydney.
Yeah, that's good.
It's great.
Lucky he got out with the weather.
They're great friends. It was beautiful seeing them together. But then I was worried. Fev, there were friends that I'd forgotten. And I did say to Dad at the end of the day, I said, look, Dad, I hope you're okay with it. And I wasn't sure, because I ran it all by Lil, his wife, and I'm thinking Lil should know the friends to ask. But there was one very good friend I did leave off.
No.
I apologise to Wardy.
Wardy.
That was a bit of a mistake. But anyway.
Was he over socials? Was he on the Instagram?
No, I missed out on the invitation. Yeah, with 80-year-olds, you can be rest assured they're not across Insta stories and
with
80-year-old
you'd be sometimes there might not be many friends hanging around.
Yeah, no, Dad's doing well.
Yeah, when you're 80. I'm 80.
But the other thing too, Fev, so we've got there, did the surprise. Dad, and my dad's pretty funny, and he loves, I used to do a segment on a radio show Byron and I used to do called
Chantuses.
Dad's Crap Jokes, because Dad doesn't mind a joke.
Yes.
So I've walked out into the room, everyone's done a big surprise, Dad's turned around to walk out again.
Well
good
done,
Alex.
Well played.
He's very good.
Quite a visual gag, but
it
very, very good.
But what I hadn't factored in was me having to babysit my daughter all day. Through the whole, it was a lovely sort of 3-hour long lunch, but I'm nursing Daisy, trying to feed her, but I'm going to a private room to do that because I don't know that all my dad's friends
need
to see.
So you had Leon, Darcy, and Casey there to take
care of them? No, they didn't. They weren't. I just had me. So I had Trixie wanted to go out the front and play tennis against the wall out the front. No, sweetie, it's Opa's birthday. Stick around in the room. I'm out the back flopping it out to feed Daisy constantly.
Okay.
It was just, and Daisy just wasn't happy. It was just one of those days where I just thought to myself, gosh, I don't think I should have taken all of this on. And the other thing was, I can't believe I got away with no one blowing the surprise party. Because it was only and
well, I nearly did.
Well, you did on Friday,
lucky
so Friday
listen.
Morning.
Lucky listens to talk back.
Fev's gone, oh, Alan, happy birthday for Saturday, whereas Dad didn't know that he was having a party on Saturday. But also my brother. Now, I had said the ruse was Dad, ruse, like the charade.
Oh,
so the ruse
Fev
was
also
Fev.
Know charade means.
that's a game you play.
The ruse was Dad, just your kids. So my brothers and I are taking you out for lunch. So I'd said, so when my dad said to my brother, I'll see you next Saturday for lunch, my brother's gone, oh, okay, yeah, you know about it.
Oh,
Dad's like, yeah, I know
close.
About it. It was a close call. Dad's, he's either been polite and pretending he didn't know it was a surprise party, but they're, you know what? They're hard work. And I would love to hear 131060. Has anyone put in the work and it's backfired?
Okay.
Few things. Fortunately, at Dad's surprise party, no one had a heart attack. No one let it leak. Everything turned up. Everything was sorted. I did forget one friend, but I got away with it. But maybe you didn't.
Okay. We'd love to hear those stories.
For Pearl's 60th, you should just do it at home.
you
didn't have to go anywhere.
131060.
She'll love that.
101.9.
The Fox.
I planned my dad's surprise party on the weekend, but the pressure I felt as the party planner of a surprise party, planning a party is hard enough, add the surprise element and it really stresses you out because you've got to not make mistakes. You've got to make sure you've covered off, invited the right people, planned it all and not let the cat out of the bag.
At the end of the party, were people coming up saying, oh, well done, you nailed that?
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
And one thing we know about Fief, she accepts compliments very well.
Got a couple of texts and emails the next day from people saying, well done, and what a lucky daughter here. No, anyway, now Natasha from Cranbourne. Hi, Natasha.
Hi, guys.
Oh, Natasha, have you planned a surprise party?
I tried to plan a surprise party.
What happened?
So this was only recently. I was planning a 40th for my husband. And unfortunately, he was sitting down on the couch one night and just said, I hope you're not planning a birthday party for me because I don't want one. Oh. I was like, okay, well, actually, in fact, I am, so you just better be happy about it.
And
I surprised him with a cruise.
A cruise?
Yeah, for his birthday. So,
so you canned the surprise party then just the night before?
Yeah, no, we went ahead with the party, but he just pretended to be happy about it and said he's, you know, thanks and everything for everyone coming and I just gave him a cruise instead of the surprise.
There we go.
He's
pretended to be surprised as well.
Yeah, that I reckon when you've got to blow it like that, gee, that takes the winds out of your sails.
I wouldn't like a surprise party.
I'd cancel it.
I wouldn't like it.
Okay. You wouldn't want one?
No.
Alex Favola?
I reckon you'd love it.
No.
If you're listening, Alex Favola, like Brendan doesn't want one.
Janvi from Geelong. Hi, Janvi.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, Janvi. Have you planned a surprise party?
I have, and the ruse worked a little too well.
Oh, what happened?
We planned the party to have it at a friend's place so my husband wouldn't suspect anything. I told him we're going to a friend's place for a get-together, you know, nothing about his birthday at all.
Yeah.
And we get there and everybody yells, you know, surprise, we cut the cake, everything, halfway, almost actually at the end of the party. He goes, oh, this party was for me. I thought it was just a get-together and they just surprised me with a cake.
So
that worked a little too well.
He just took you at your word. This is just a get-together.
Yep.
Oh, Janvi, that's amazing.
And ironically, both our birthdays are in the same week. So, I mean, technically we celebrate our birthdays together
You did a surprise party for yourself?
No, just for him because mine was 3 days before his. So I planned it in a way that we're not having a party this year, but we are going to a get-together because they've sent an invite before we planned anything.
I mean, I don't know that I've ever heard of anyone who's been at their own surprise party and not known they're at their surprise party.
Well, Alex would have to do mine mid-year. Like 6 months out.
Why?
Because I'd be all over it.
No, but
Yes, I would. We're going for dinner.
Okay, do you already go for lunch for your birthday?
No, not really.
Okay.
We don't really do much.
You're right.
We stay at home or we'd go like just with the family for dinner
at a different
restaurant. But I'd be all over
I reckon I could do it.
No chance. Yeah, it'd have to be after my birthday or like 6 months
before. If Alex
before.
Just said, honey, can you just go down to the shop and get something? And then we all snuck in while you were at the shop. You wouldn't know.
I'd be all over it. For a big 40th or a 50th or
you'd
something
need a
like
bit
that.
More.
Well, you can't now, and by the way, everyone, Feb's birthday's in January, which is why I said July would surprise him.
Yeah. Yes.
We can't now try and surprise him because we just said that that's...
I'm going to try.
Well, no, but that's even... I mean, you've just said you're going to try.
I wouldn't
going to try and surprise him.
Next year, if we're here, because we're...
I might surprise him with a party any day of the year and you won't see it coming.
I just won't come in.
Any day? Rachel from Cranbourne. Hi, Rach.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
Good, Rach. Now, you tried to plan a surprise 40th too.
I did for my husband. His daughter lives in Tasmania. So, lots of secret phone calls, got her to come over. Was organising the alcohol for the night and said, you better grab something for Kylie. And he's like, what? And I go, you better grab something for Kylie. And he goes, what? And then I realised what I said. And
what have you done?
For your daughter that I've flown over as a surprise.
Oh, no, I was so upset, so disappointed. I probably swore a lot too.
So did you blow it in that moment? That was it, done?
He was all over it.
Yeah, I told him he had to not say anything.
That's such a letdown. BB7
Byron. Power Shop, 100% carbon offset power you can be proud of.